So agenda paper 10 is the normal update that we give to end of the meeting, and it's divided into three sections. The topics that for the July meeting, to provide you with a short update on agenda projects so that you can see how that influences topics for future meetings, and to give you some feedback on how we've used the advice that was presented at previous meetings. I don't plan to go through the paper with the exception of Appendix A, which is on page 3, which is the list of topics for the July meeting, and to seek any comments on the proposed topics for that meeting.
As you can imagine, for my jurisdiction, some people question if we're going to come back to the inflation project or if it's going some other route.
I think Peter's here, but my feeling was we would wait to see what you got from the survey that you were currently carrying out. And I wasn't sure whether by July you would have collated and had a chance to analyse the responses.
Really? Is that right?
Well, it's your call. If you think that, because the deadline will be June and you're not... your survey responses are due in at the 31st.
So it's better to have the results of the survey first.
I think it's good to have the survey results and the analysis, if that's okay.
I think because people around the table have been encouraged to participate as part of that. So. And I think we'll offline need to decide what the best next steps are too, in terms of what we do sort of with the board first versus ASAP, and what the best sort of approach might be, which I won't make a comment on now, but
okay. Well, just to point out that it's still in the research pipeline at the moment, and as I said yesterday, we haven't activated any of the pipeline projects yet, and we're certainly not going to in the next 2 or 3 months at least. We'll be obviously thinking beyond that.
But we'll note it down as a topic to be watched. Russ.
So this is really a question to the other members, but in looking at the July, talking about what we just talked about, materiality and the disclosure initiative, I'm curious, do people think that they'd be in a position to actually have outreach with their own stakeholders and countries and then provide to the ISB, recognizing the definition of materiality appears to be coming at the end of the second quarter, and then you're only going to have 3 months and a 100-day comment period for the other ones. I just wondered why July versus September for those two.
We could push it back to September if people think that would be better.
Think about that. Alberto.
Alexandro has a favorite topic on inflation. We have a favorite topic, which is business combination and the common control. No? Again, it's possible that by July something has moved from your side or something
that. So that's in a slightly different boat, which is that it's on the active agenda, but it's been dormant for a few months because the staff have been working on other things. We expect the staff to be available to work on it again in about 2 or 3 months' time. We'll be starting up again. But that'll just be starting up again, so it'll be...
September then, possibly?
Possibly. I would think that might be a bit early, but we can certainly keep it in mind beyond that. Certainly not for July. We wouldn't have anything ready for July, I think.
Maybe the other one we need to think about too on our side is if macro is coming back for an education session in March, whether there's anything interesting to update this group on and or get input from. Kumar might kick me when he hears I've said this, but I think we should just flag, we should have in our minds working out when the best time is to come back to this group to follow up from the helpful analysis that EFRAG presented to us yesterday, to at least keep you in the loop of what we're looking at and to flag where input might help, I think.
That would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. That's it then.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll finish 15 minutes.
Well done.
Can I put perhaps just on? I mean, we just moved the agenda, RDD meeting to Thursday and Friday. If the two items got pushed out to September, will there still be enough material
to have a two-day meeting or potentially a one-day meeting before we start actually booking flights. That would be something that I would appreciate, just consider it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's a fair point. Let's have a look.
Let us
yeah.
have a look and
yeah.
flag with a
yes.
sort of estimated duration thereof.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'll come back to you on that. And thank you very much.
Thank you.